This is the good stuff. Thank you so much. And it is. You're right. Kim and Mike Burge.
Days of 76 winding down in Deadwood, South Dakota this weekend. Some of the final rodeo performances Friday, Saturday nights at 7 o'clock. And don't forget, Friday, the historic parade at 1:30 and 10 a.m. on Saturday morning in Deadwood. It's daysof76.com.
And you know Tri-State Livestock News. They're not flashy or fancy magazine type. No, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace the rancher style once you've seen the content. Check it out online at tsln.com. You can check everything out online and get your subscription. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
The 68th annual Home on the Range Champions Ride. Their saddle bronc match is at the Open A Angus Arena. August 3rd starts at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. Jump off Interstate 94 at Exit 7 and be there in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. For details, go to hotrnd.com.
Hard to put a value on this. This is called How to Handle Teens. A wise old gentleman retired and he purchased this modest home near a junior high school. He spent the first few weeks of his retirement in peace and contentment. Then a new school year began. The very next afternoon, three young boys, full of youthful after-school enthusiasm, came down his street, beating merrily on every trash can they encountered. The crashing percussion continued day after day until finally the wise old man decided it was time to take some action. The next afternoon, he walked out to meet the young percussionists as they banged their way down the street. Stopping them, he said, "You kids are a lot of fun. I like to see you express your exuberance like that. In fact, I used to do the same thing when I was your age. Will you do me a favor? I'll give you each a dollar if you'll promise to come around every day and do your thing." The kids were elated and continued to do a bang-up job on the trash cans. After a few days, the old-timer greeted the kids again, but this time he had a sad smile on his face. "This recession's really putting a big dent in my income," he told them. "From now on, I'll only be able to pay you 50 cents to beat on the cans." The noisemakers were obviously displeased, but they did accept his offer and continued their afternoon ruckus. A few days later, the wily retiree approached them again as they drummed their way down the street. "Look, I haven't received my Social Security check yet, so I'm not going to be able to give you more than 25 cents. Will that be okay?" "A lousy quarter," the drum leader exclaimed. "If you think we're going to waste our time beating these cans around for a quarter, you're nuts. No way, mister. We quit." And the old man enjoyed peace.
Some wisdom there, wasn't there?
Indeed.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come visit us here in the Valentine, Nebraska area. Cherry County has more than 50 things to offer, and you can find that list at visitvalentine.com. The home of the Nebraska Star Party at Merritt Reservoir, that's coming up this weekend. 300-plus motel rooms, numerous Airbnbs, hundreds of camping spots. Be thinking about it for the upcoming hunting season as well. A little short story, a little smile for the day, brought to you from the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, this is going to be good. I'm ready.
While working for an organization that delivers lunches to elderly shut-ins, I used to take my four-year-old daughter on my afternoon rounds. The various appliances of old age, particularly the canes, walkers, and wheelchairs, unfailingly intrigued her. One day, I found her staring at a pair of false teeth soaking in a glass. As I braced myself for the inevitable barrage of questions, she merely turned and whispered, "The Tooth Fairy will never believe this." It was short, but funny.
Oh, it was very funny. Okay, let's go to some Christian one-liners. I've shared a couple of these. "It is easier to preach 10 sermons than it is to live one." "The good Lord didn't create anything without a purpose, but mosquitoes have to come close."
Big question mark on that one.
I know it. They've been crazy lately. "When you get to your wit's end, you'll find God lives there." "People are funny. They want the front of the bus, the middle of the road, and the back of the church." "Opportunity may knock once, but temptation bangs on the front door forever." And we'll call it a wrap for the good stuff.